Russia's full-scale war on Ukraine is entering its third year, and Ukraine is running out of arms. Russian troops are advancing, as here in the U.S., congressional Republicans are holding up military aid. So Ukraine is ramping up its own production of weapons and ammunition. NPR's Joanna Kakissis has more from Kyiv.
We're outside a nondescript warehouse somewhere in Ukraine. A ginger-haired man named Bohdan asks us to put our phones into airplane mode.
Okay, it's on airplane mode.
Inside the warehouse is a factory run by Ukrainian Armor, one of the country's biggest weapons companies. Bohdan supervises mortar production here. He declines to give his last name and the location of this factory for security reasons. Ukrainian Armor has spread out its production facilities in secret locations across Ukraine to avoid being targeted by Russian missiles. The company requires all our employees to sign non-disclosure agreements, Bohdan says. And of course, they can't post photos or videos from here on social media. Inside the factory, young mechanics are checking a line of newly painted mortar launchers. Several hundred of these mortar launchers have been sent to the front line. But Bohdan says Ukraine needs many more. Russia, he says, has always had more weapons. As the war enters its third year, a cold reality is facing Ukraine. Its Western support is flagging while Russia buys weapons from Iran and North Korea. Ukrainian Armor and dozens of other homegrown arms manufacturers are turning out weapons as fast as they can.
We have unfair perception in the Western countries, especially U.S., that the only equipment we use here in Ukraine is only what we received as a support during this war.
Vladislav Belbas is an arms dealer and the director of Ukrainian Armor. We meet him at company headquarters in a Kyiv high-rise.
That is like fully incorrect information, and we had stocks of equipment here in Ukraine from the Soviet times.
Ukraine reduced its anti-tank and anti-infantry weaponry to comply with a Soviet-era treaty governing conventional arms in Europe. Weapons production got going again after 2014, when Russian proxies invaded and occupied part of Ukraine's east and the southern peninsula of Crimea. But since Russia's full-scale invasion 2 years ago,
now it's rapidly increasing multiple times. And also the government went from one-time purchases to start put long-term orders to manufacturers in Ukraine.
Belba says Ukrainian Armor started producing armored vehicles in 2015.
We also, starting from 2017, 2018, developed and manufacturing mortars, all kind of calibers, 60, 82, and 120 millimeters, and also ammunition for those mortars.
Ukrainian Armor also makes parts for the Bohdana, a Ukrainian-designed, self-propelled howitzer mounted on a military truck. The Bohdana helped Ukrainian troops drive Russians out of Snake Island, a strategic point in the Black Sea. Across town, another company, Kvertus, makes electronic warfare and reconnaissance systems.
We protect the soldier at the front line, our products, for these needs.
That's Serhii Skoruk, the sales director for Kvertus. He says he visits the front line nearly every week.
Because we are speaking with the head of electronic warfare there in brigades, and they just told us what they want to see, how it will be, looks like, etc., etc., etc.
He says Russia uses drones to stalk Ukrainian soldiers trying to evacuate the wounded. So Kvertus developed a special backpack to block the drone's signal. A Kvertus employee named Dimitro Kavisky zips up a black backpack with two antennae and a rechargeable battery. A button connects to a small generator inside.
When drone wants to kill you, you push the button, backpack switch on, and invisible defense working.
Kvertus has sent 1,000 of these backpacks to the front line, and Skoruk says there are orders for many more. Ukraine eventually wants to cover all its own defense needs, but lawmaker Oleksandra Ustinova says that goal is years away.
So, for example, we don't have our own gunpowder production, and so the explosives are dependent on that.
Ustinova works on defense issues in Ukraine's parliament. She's been in Washington lobbying Congress to approve a $61 billion military and economic aid package to Ukraine.
We understand that we cannot be guaranteed that there will be more support coming, and we have to be as independent as we can to have as much production being done in Ukraine as it is possible.
So back at Ukrainian Armor's secret factory, workers keep churning out mortars and tanks. They only stop for the air raid sirens, signaling another Russian missile attack. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Kyiv.